This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Nicole Parton. Our top story centers on the deeply troubling disappearance of 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie, mother of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie, as the search enters its 16th day. Over the weekend, Savannah Guthrie released an emotional message on Instagram pleading for her mother's safe return.
It's been 2 weeks since our mom was taken, and I just wanted to come on and say that we still have hope and we still believe. And I wanted to say to whoever has her or knows where she is that it's never too late. And you're not lost or alone. And it is never too late to do the right thing. And we are here. And we believe. And we believe in the essential goodness of every human being. And it's never too late.
Also, on Sunday, the FBI announced a significant development. A glove discovered Friday near Nancy Guthrie's home in the Catalina foothills of Arizona appears to match a pair worn by a suspect captured on Guthrie's Nest doorbell camera. Investigators say the glove contains male DNA. Preliminary results are in, but the FBI says they are awaiting official confirmation before releasing further details. Nancy Guthrie was last seen on January 31st after dinner at her daughter Annie's home. She was reported missing the next day when she failed to appear for an online church service. Earlier this week, FBI Director Kash Patel released photos and videos of a possible armed subject. By Thursday, that person had officially been labeled a suspect. And on Friday, investigators confirmed that DNA found inside Guthrie's home does not belong to her or any of her family members. This discovery comes on the heels of her own blood being found at the residence a week earlier. As the investigation intensifies, the FBI has doubled its reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction. That reward now stands at $100,000. Authorities are urging anyone with information, no matter how small, to come forward. If you know anything about the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie, call the FBI tip line at 1-800-CALL-FBI. You can also contact the Pima County Sheriff's Department at 520-351-4900. More crime and justice news after this. A woman from Phoenix was taken into custody after medical professionals found that her infant son had a skull fracture and other injuries upon his arrival at a hospital. The woman, 24-year-old DeJasia Walker, was arrested on Wednesday, February 11, at a Phoenix apartment. She faces two charges of child abuse, according to local news sources, KOLD. This arrest follows her child, a three-month-old son, being put in the hospital. According to court documents cited by the news outlet, the child's father noticed the baby twitching on Christmas Day, which prompted him to call 911. The infant was admitted to Phoenix Children's Hospital, where medical staff identified a right skull fracture, several brain bleeds, and healing fractures in his ribs and leg. During a police interview, the child's father recounted that the baby had been in Walker's care on Christmas Eve and part of the day on Christmas. He noticed the twitching while they were celebrating the holiday at his parents' home. Walker also spoke with police, claiming she was unaware of how her child sustained the injuries. She admitted to using marijuana, but initially denied having used cocaine. However, after a search warrant was executed, she revealed that she had stopped using the substance before her child was born, but had relapsed in the last few days. Authorities later conducted a hair test on Walker, which could detect narcotic usage from the previous 3 months, and the results came back positive for cocaine. Additionally, Walker failed to attend 2 scheduled polygraph tests arranged by the police, while the child's father did attend and passed his test. After her arrest, Walker confessed to being the sole caregiver for the child on Christmas Eve and admitted to using cocaine with a friend 24 hours prior to the night the child was injured, although she insisted she still doesn't know how the child received those internal severe injuries. She's currently being held on a $75,000 bond. The child still listed in critical condition.
Kimberly Moore moves from Dallas, Texas to Ringgold, Louisiana, to live with her partner, Vernon Parker, just in time for Thanksgiving. The couple spends the next month settling in, and they attend a New Year's Eve party together. On New Year's Day, Vernon Parker is found shot dead in the back seat of his running car. The last time anyone saw Kimberly was at the party the night before. Police now believe Kimberly Moore may have witnessed Parker's shooting and could be in danger or worse. Kimberly Moore now missing over a year. If you have info on Kimberly Moore, please call Bienville Parish, Louisiana Sheriffs at 318-263-2215.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.